Friday, President Trump meets with Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, who did not support this president's run for the Oval Office, nor did she attend the Republican convention. Meanwhile, some of the reason why Condoleezza Rice may not have supported Donald Trump is because of the negative words he used against her in 2006. He called her a name that rhymes with witch. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer talks about the upcoming meeting.
But at some point, the reality is that this president continues to reach out to individuals who've supported him, who didn't support him, Republicans, Democrats, to try to bring the country together and move forward on an agenda that's going to help every American. That's it, plain and simple. So if you're asking what we're doing, I think we continue to do it, which is to bring groups together that have been supportive of him, that haven't been supportive of him, but that to share a goal, which is finding common ground on areas of national security, of personal security, of economic security, of job creation, of safer communities, of education, of health care, that can unite us as a country and make the country stronger.
What about Russia and Tillerson Friday?
I think they're going to – I'm not ready to – when we're done with that, we'll see if we can have a readout.
Hold on.
I understand that. We're not at Friday yet. I will have a readout when that's done. I know the pool needs to get to the vans for the signing.
At the White House, April Ryan, AURN News.